There are dating apps for people who love fitness, astrology, even Pokemon Go. Lillian Avidyan reports on an app that hits close to home. Dating apps for people in Armenian culture.
For Diana, signing up for an Armenian dating app was an obvious decision. Diana knew she wanted to date someone from the Middle East who would understand her culture.
Being a minority living in Los Angeles, like Iraqi, you don't see or hear of too many Iraqis. Armenian for me was kind of like a next step. And because like my dad's best friend is Armenian and my aunt, you know, my dad's cousin married an Armenian, I just kind of felt like, okay, well, like that's like the next best thing to Iraqis. So I just always gravitated towards myself with Armenians because I just kind of said like that's kind of like a second family for me.
So she made a profile on the Armenian dating app Gyonk. She matched with a guy named Berj in January 2021. He lived across the country in New York. At first, they just talked online, but when you know, you know.
I love telling this story because we were 3 weeks into dating. It was like the end of January, and a sample sale had popped up on my phone. And I grabbed my mom, and we walked into the store, and I saw this beautiful gown. And I told my mom, I said, this is going to be my engagement dress.
Berj flew out to California to meet her in March. She drove him straight to her parents' house.
So when I first went to her parents' house, it was like I was home eating, you know, my mom's food. So
Berj was born in Baghdad. He speaks Armenian, peppered with Arabic words. His mother prepared Iraqi kuba and pacha. He repeats over and over again how easy and natural it was to meet Diana's family. 5 months later, they were married.
You know, even now, still to this day, you know, we meet people. I've met people from Diana's side of the family. One of them knew my mom from when they were kids in Iraq. One of them knows my dad through their dentist. And it's just, it's such a... It's such a unique situation for us, but also just such an easy situation. And I think, again, that's what made us so strong so quickly.
Armenians formed communities in Iraq, Lebanon, and Syria after the Armenian genocide of 1915. Their culture expanded to include different traditions, languages, and cuisines. Berj and Diana have different ethnic backgrounds, but they're connected through Armenian culture.
If you use the app, you probably notice that it's kind of all orange and it has the drums and it's very focused towards like the traditional Armenian like colors and imagery.
Miro is the founder of Gyonk. He grew up in Iran, where Armenians have lived for over 400 years. He feels most at ease with other Armenians who can relate to his upbringing.
There's a lot of people that I'm very, very close friends with, are people I've known since kindergarten back in Iran. And we've lost connection for a while because they moved here. And once I re-met them here, we had a strong connection because of how much we could relate to where we were brought up and the experiences we went through.
Many Armenians have always dated within their culture. But the 2020 war between Armenia and Azerbaijan made this choice an existential one. Rosie researches LGBT Armenian identities. She says that war, displacement, genocide have always been a part of Armenian identity in the diaspora. The war in 2020 reminded Armenians that the potential for a new crisis is always there.
One of the reasons why there's antipathy towards LGBTQ Armenians, for example, by parents initially is the thought of, oh, they're never going to get married. They're never going to have kids. And that is attributed to being a product of the genocide. And so whereas those thoughts were attributed to parents or the older generation as a result of the war, you saw young people who had never cared about those things expressing those same sentiments for themselves, for wanting to have Armenian children for the same reasons that were once associated to being a product of the genocide.
When the baby's born, the Armenians do like a
first.
What is it? It's like
a first tooth party.
Yeah.
Diana and Berj are expecting their first child. They're already looking for an Armenian school. They also want to teach their daughter Arabic. Home never means one thing for people who live in a diaspora. But through dating apps, people are finding a home in Armenian culture. In New York, I'm Lillian Avedyan.